is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday that U.S. is working to avert an escalation of conflict in the Middle East following a recent exchange of strikes between Israel and Hezbollah.
We have worked round the clock with partners and allies, moving military assets, engaging in intensive diplomacy, both publicly and privately behind the scenes, to avert that outcome.
Hezbollah launched hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel early Sunday, as Israel's military said it struck Lebanon with around 100 jets to thwart a larger attack, one of the biggest clashes in more than 10 months of border warfare. Ukraine and Russia on Saturday conducted another prisoner of war exchange. Anna Shernikova reports from Kyiv.
Voice of America attended the 55th exchange of the prisoners of war between Ukraine and Russia, which happened symbolically as Ukraine celebrates its 33rd Independence Day. This is the first prisoner exchange between the two countries since Ukraine began its operation in the Kursk region. 115 Ukrainian prisoners of war return home. According to the Ukrainian Coordination Headquarters for the Treatment of Prisoners of War, all servicemen are conscripts, including those who were captured in the first months of Russia's full-scale invasion in February of 2022. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
A 26-year-old Syrian man has been ordered held on suspicion of murder and membership in a terrorist organization in connection with the Solingen knife attack. The attack on Friday night left three dead and eight wounded at a festival marking the city's 650th anniversary. A judge at the Federal Court of Justice ordered Issa L.H. held on Sunday pending further